Let's turn our attention to the weather forecast now. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Let's start in the northwestern Corn Belt and then work our way to the southeast. Give me your assessment.
We are going to see quite a busy weather pattern developing this weekend and into next week across really the whole country. But what we're going to see in the Midwest and the Corn Belt, that northwest Corn Belt, is going to be a shot of much colder air coming right out of northwest Canada. And this is going to, on the leading edge of the cold air, produce quite a bit of shower activity and thunderstorm activity. This is going to be especially true late in the weekend. But as we work our way, especially into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the Great Lakes, the Corn Belt, Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska, parts of Wisconsin, and also Illinois and Indiana, Missouri going to get into the mix. Now, it does look like maybe Minnesota, eastern North Dakota will miss out, but it's going to get wet, and it's going to be cold enough, Todd, that there's going to be some snow in that northwest Corn Belt. It's going to be that cold. Temperatures across most of the nation next week are going to be far below average.
How far?
As much as 30 degrees below average in the western high plains. Now, in the Corn Belt and Midwest, probably looking at 10 to 20 degrees below average. So that means there's likely going to be some freezing temperatures and temperature conditions that next week are going to be more like late February or early March in some areas.
It will be very cold. I take it that folks in North Dakota, parts of northwestern Iowa, South Dakota, will be the coldest area?
They will. But don't be surprised if we see some of those 20 to 25 degree below average deviations move into Illinois, Indiana, parts of the west, the central Corn Belt. This is a bona fide cold air mass. We're talking about air coming off the north slope of Alaska and the Yukon into the area. So this is sort of off the charts cold for April.
Spring came to the southeastern United States early. Any problem with this cold air mass dipping that low?
Well, it is going to make its way pretty far south by the middle of next week. Temperatures in the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida, they're going to see some pretty cold temperatures. Now, will they escape freezes? I don't know. I think that is something that has to be closely watched by the middle to the end of next week.
Well, we'll check in with you again next week and see where you think things might be in danger. I appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.